What does the accomplishment mean to you? Obviously, it's a team accomplishment too, but for you personally in your football career, I mean, what does that mean?
It just speaks of, you know, just I've been put in a good position, you know, a great supporting cast around me, a great coach and great organization, but also as an individual and as a player, you set goals for yourself. And obviously, the number one goal for me was to win a Super Bowl, and I was fortunate enough to do that. And, you know, right under that was, you know, to be an All-Pro / you know, Pro Bowl player, you know, a standout player where a guy that receives respect from around the league. And, you know, in my opinion, after I felt like I got kind of a smiting last year with the snub. And, you know, I just had more motivation in the offseason and this season to come out and prove that I belong among, you know, the NFL's elite. And, you know, to hear my name or to be told that today on a great day after we're having a great season, we clinched the home field. It's just a great time to be a Packer.
BJ, you talk about that respect factor. Is that something when you came into the league, when a guy's a Pro Bowler, it automatically, you know, vaults them up in the way that people talk about him? I mean, is that something that happens?
Oh, definitely. You know, I mean, I've been blessed, you know, with great coaches, and, you know, they've been around this league for a while, and they've actually, you know, really went into depth on, you know, the respect factor and, you know, and just in this league and how you're viewed, you know, obviously with your film you put on and obviously with the accolades you receive, that's how you're judged in this league. And, you know, for a number of players that have played this game, and, you know, for me to be in my second year as a starter and I'll be named to a first ballot, you know, Pro Bowl, it's an honor, and I'm real humbled by it. You know, it just reiterates, you know, how my hard work has paid off to this point. And, you know, there's no really secret potions for, you know, for successes, you know, old-fashioned hard work and dedication.